The Pacific's Environmental Agency is looking to increase the region's input into climate change decisions made at a global level. SPREP is co-hosting a workshop in Samoa with the Australian scientific research body, the CSIRO, to develop a regional strategy for climate research. Considering the direct impact of a warming planet and changing environment on Pacific countries, the region has had little input into climate change in negotiations at the United Nations or intergovernmental panel. SPREP's meteorology and climate officer Salesa Nime says this workshop aims to change that. Mr. Nime says key regional stakeholders are in Apia to work on a research strategy that will benefit the global fight against climate change.
There are a lot of other organizations that are also participating in research, but the capacity doesn't necessarily reside within the Pacific Islands. So what we hope to do in this workshop is to identify the areas where we can target. Primarily, the focus at the moment is on climate change science and to be able to look at, for example, what type of science do we need to further understand? What are the gaps that still exist in the Pacific Islands? Yeah, so primarily it will be around climate science and understanding how this climate change will be affecting us in the region. But we also understand that there is a whole other second-order research in terms of the impact.
How will you disseminate this information to, say, governments and NGOs and so on, so that it will be of benefit to the Pacific, the people of the Pacific?
We want to develop a strategy or a framework that will be able to guide and coordinate this research that we are saying that it will be focused on climate change science. When we talk about climate change science research, at the national level in most of the Pacific Island countries, this science research relies with the National Meteorological Services. So they will be the primary target audience for this research, building the capability. And in building that capability, also realizing within this framework that the Met Services need to engage with the different sectors. And when you say sectors, departments of agriculture, for example, that will be affected by the impacts of climate change, how they can work with the water sector, the areas of infrastructure. So building the fundamental science and identify those gaps that the research need to be done so that Met Service can take this research and be able to work better with the sector. So what we hope to come out at the end of this workshop with is probably a strategy, a framework that will be able to identify how we can work together, what are the needs, how partners outside are going to help the Met Service, how they should coordinate with each other. So these are the kind of discussions that we are having.
Coordination of resilience planning across the various areas in each of the small island states of the Pacific.
Yes, and coordination of the types of research that can be undertaken and how we should engage with the countries in terms of undertaking the types of research that can be applied at the national level and the research that is meaningful and will be able to be applied for decision making at the national level.
So who else is involved in this? You've got, I understand, the CSIRO over there as well.
The reason for CSIRO's involvement is because they've done a lot of work on climate change science research in the Pacific. And we're still working with them to get the science and how we can help the Met Services to reach out to the sectors. They've done a lot of work, so they are one of our primary partners in terms of organizing this workshop. But we also have, for example, the Australian Bureau of Meteorology, they are here. We have some technical institutions in Japan, RESTEC, we have the climate analytics, GIZ, and we have selected national Met Services who are here, and also the sectors. So we have representatives from the tourism, agriculture, we have NDMO. So various sectors that have been invited to provide also the perspective on what they need in terms of research that will come out from the Met Service and other partners. We also have UN organizations that are participating, like FAO, UNDP, that are also involved in the, this discussion.
And so along with this research planning, which of course is going to help other organizations and governments help with their resilience planning, will their research also go into a greater global effort and strategy in terms of helping planning climate change mitigation with the UNFCCC, for example?
Definitely. We want the strategy to be able to probably build the capacity of the Met Services or at the national level to be able to contribute to, for example, climate change negotiations at the UNFCCC, getting information and participating in this, providing the policy advice to negotiators that will be able to have informed discussions at that level. We've also discussed the lack of participation in the Pacific in terms of contributing to the IPCC, so the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Yeah.
We have very low contribution in terms of the published papers that go into, and we hope this research strategy will be able to foster capacity development at the national level for them to be able to contribute to the larger picture and tell the story of how climate change is affecting us. But again, it's just at the beginning, and we are hoping we are putting the pillars and the foundation that we'll be able to build towards contributing to this bigger picture as well.
SPREP's meteorology and climate officer, Salisa Nime.